What about if we talk about personal finance? Let's think in this. The CEPAL, that is an Institute of Economic of Latin America. CEPAL says that the in Latin America, in average, the public debt of the countries are 50% of the PIB. You know, it's like the production of all the year, the total production, the 50% of that production is necessary for pay the debt, the public debt of the countries. That's a lot of money. And the debt is not just a problem for the countries. In Colombia, for example, FEDESarrollo has statistics too about this problem. FEDESarrollo says that in the homes, 40% of the incomes of the homes have to be used for pay the debt. So the debt is a great or a big problem for the Latin American people. And checking this, Proverbs 22, the verse 7 says, "The borrower is servant to the lender." So we really need to organize our finances. You can live better if you organize your finances. And of course, we live in a world when we need, or where we need money for almost everything. So if your finances are disorganized, you will have a disorganized life. And of course, you can enjoy your present. You can buy whatever you need, you really need, and what you need for a good life. But you can protect your future too, and think in your peace, in your calm for the future. So think about. We need money for almost everything. That means, and that's why we work. We have work because we need money. But we need that money for many needed. So you have to prioritize your needs and decide what is really your need in that moment. What is you really need, or what is you really want, and if it's necessary to buy something in that moment, or you can wait for other moment. And in that way, you can decide, in this present, in my present, with these incomes, I can have this life without debt. And in one future, with other incomes, with other situation, I can have other type of life with a good future too. So it decides what is your situation, what is your moment, what is you can live, really can live in that moment. That's why it's so important to have the math of your incomes or your expense, how you spend your money, how much you can save, how much you can invest, and you can think in your future all the time. You just can spend what you have today and leave something for your future. Take care of your future and think in yourself for your future. So the money is really important, but you can learn how to use it and not to suffer for it. You can enjoy your money in your present and take care for your future.